But for his base, the fact that he talked about America first and then sort of spread the love of everyone being first, and that the UN can work together in that sense, you know, was pleasant to people's heart. Of course, he also referred to terrorists as losers. He had tough words to say against Iran, saying that the deal that was made with Obama was an embarrassment to the United States. So again, as everything tends to be divided, many people who are embarrassed about President Trump pointed to the negatives in the speech. Those willing to give him a chance like that he didn't mince his words against North Korea and Iran. He also had harsh words to say about Venezuela. But if you look at the speech as a whole, and let's be honest, not everyone is listening to the whole speech. They point out those clips about North Korea in particular. He did talk about working together for peace, and that the UN, that was very much mismanaged, is an institution to be admired and that could do a lot of good work. So it was vintage Donald Trump. He spoke peace, but he also talked war.
Yeah, and it was clearly an orchestrated speech, and it was carefully crafted. Can you just explain, so when he threatens to totally destroy North Korea, what for? Is this if they don't stop their nuke testing, if they don't stop firing missiles? What is it? Because I know, notice he thanked China and Russia for the sanctions put on North Korea.
That's right, and that was a point that he wanted to bring out, because typically those are countries that vote against the U.S. no matter what it is. So he was pointing out that North Korea is a pariah. In the clip you played, he said if the U.S. is forced to defend itself or its allies, then there's no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Gotcha. So he was... Yeah. It's about defending if they have to defend. All right. Tell us about...
I just want to say, but Larry, he did also make the point that North Korea should denuclearize and that that's where the pressure needs to be. So it wasn't like he was accepting North Korea as an eventual nuclear power.
Now, the wiretapping of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
Yeah, and this is something, Larry, that supposedly took place before the election and after the election, and the network that broke this was CNN, which was the loudest network mocking President Trump when he was upset that Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower. Now, we don't know for sure if Trump Tower was wiretapped when Manafort was being wiretapped, but if you're going to go through the nuance, right, did Obama actually order these taps? We don't know, but certainly President Trump has some cause if his campaign manager was indeed wiretapped. It goes into his connections to Russia. It goes into any discussions that he might have had with Qatar and the Ukraine. But the fact is that someone who was in charge of President Trump's campaign, right, the opposition party, and they were looking into what was being said, I think whether there was cause or not, it should raise a lot of eyebrows, because what these courts that give permission to listen in on Americans, there needs to be some serious cause for that. And it would be very interesting if we heard more from the mainstream media to be upset about it instead of just saying, well, Obama wasn't the one who ordered these wiretaps.
And the president has had the last word, has he, after he was mocked at the Emmys?
Yeah, in the past hour, Larry, in addition to saying that it was an important day in the United Nations where many people enjoyed his speech, said he was saddened to see how bad the ratings were in the Emmys last night, the worst ever. Smartest people of them all are the deplorables. In terms of viewership, the number of viewers were essentially the same compared to last year's. In fact, last year's had maybe 100,000 less, but the rating was lower this year for adults in the important age range of 18 to 49. So in the Hate Trump Fest, where even his former press secretary, Sean Spicer, showed up, Donald Trump has the last word for now. laughing at the bad ratings.
Thank you, Steve. That is Steve Machinsky from New York. It's coming up 14 to 5. Our political editor, Barry Saper, is with us next.